Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. 44 degrees, which is just shy of 7 degrees Celsius. 90% humidity. Partly cloudy. No rain. Delightful. As I commence my walk down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. As I was walking to the marination bench this morning, I was struck by a strong feeling of familiarity. As the Rose City Realty Group sign is all illuminated. There's the Glow Boutique with its black and white striped awning. The street lights, the architecture, just walking, the repetition of making this walk every morning. It's settled into my bones this morning. It's like, this is cool. This is awesome. Or not even cool or awesome, it was just familiar and friendly and comforting. So the morning pick is just the pick of the street. Like I did when I started doing this, because it's my desktop too. My desktop image. I just switch that around. I swap it out from time to time just to keep that recurring image shifting. And every time I turn on my computer, it's like, there's that street, there's that view, that image. And when I think back on the various incarnations of this not a podcast, I can still see very clearly the view of the Chicago skyline from my chair at the North Pond Cafe. And I can see Red Fox Road stretching out in front of me in Cheyenne, outside of Dad's place. Those recurring images. And not just recurring, but habitual, I guess. Images that comprise a part of your day. I don't know, images that you take for granted. But for some reason this morning, something just kicked it over in my brain. It's like, I don't know. And I'm sure this is just me. Morning, guys. But that recurring theme of familiarity and settling into a space, a place, an area, a geography, and identifying with that. I mean, I think we all do it, but I feel like there have been a lot of changes in my life these last few years. So morning. So, feeling those feelings of familiarity, feeling those, that grounding, that centering that comes from at least knowing geographically where you are, that feels good. Even if emotionally and mentally you're not quite sure where you are. It's good to have that physical sense. So tonight, Muse and I have tickets for an event at the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, which will be intriguing. It's a night event, and it's about mythology and fairy tales. Should be intriguing. Now remember, Powell's Tink. Remember when I was taking that walk up the waterfront, looking across the river and seeing OMSI, the museum building over there. And it got me thinking. The birds are roosting again. I never got to the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry, which bummed me out. For whatever reason, that didn't happen. And everybody that has been or lived or visited in Chicago told me, go see the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry, because it's awesome. But hopefully tonight, I'll see the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. And it got me thinking, like, well, is there a connection? That particular phrase, the Museum of Science and Industry, that seems more than just coincidental. So I did a little digging, and there is an organization called ASTC, the Association of Science and Technology Centers. Morning. And they have reciprocal memberships at any participating institution that partakes, that's a member of the ASTC. Which is kind of cool. So there is a common vibe, a commonality, a connection between them. But the Museum of Science and Industry here in Oregon dates back to 1944. As one discovers when one wikis things, all manner of history. So, and they first started showing their stuff in a hotel lobby as part of their display program. And of course then grew and grew and grew to what they are now. But there's a planetarium there. I think there's an aquarium there. There's all kinds of things. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I hope we get to go see it. Muse has not been feeling well of late. So we may be staying in tonight, but we've got tickets to Omzi, should she be feeling up to it. And if she isn't, that's cool, but I'm definitely making that scene one way or another. So that'll be cool. Let's see, what else? God, I gotta get an oil change. Gotta get Copernicus an oil change. I might make that happen this morning. Because I think the Jiffy Lube up on Wheedler opens at like 7. So I can pop out there and get an oil change. Gotta take care of that old boy. He's a 2008 Dodge Caliber. Has a lot of miles on him. Gods, and he just keeps chugging, just keeps going. I've been blessed by longevity in my vehicles. Except for that, God, what was that, a Honda? It got rear-ended and totaled. Other than that, I've had good luck. So, we'll continue that trend and give Copernicus the love he needs to keep going. He's a road-tripping machine. So I thought I was going to watch Avatar Way of Water last night. So I saw it was nominated for Best Picture or something along those lines, as I recall. It's like, really? I kind of see that. But it's still in theaters, and for whatever reason, Amazon Prime and Disney have not released it to the streaming media yet. So instead, I watched The Menu with, Ralph Fiennes and John Leguizamo was in it. I forget the actress's name, but she's from The Queen's Gambit. And a bunch of other, not face, well, one face, I guess. A couple faces, but morning. But it was, wow. Somebody said, Dave, you gotta watch this just for the food. It's like, okay, I love a good food movie. And this was not like any food movie I have ever seen. It was chilling and intriguing and twisted and food. I mean, oh my God, the food was indeed epic. But it was a dark tale, but very well told and very intriguing. I, you know, with those cautions and provisos, I highly recommend it. If nothing else, Ralph Fiennes is it Ralph Fiennes? I think it's Ralph Fiennes. It's the actor who played Voldemort, and the English Patient, and so many other roles. Played M in the most recent incarnation of Bond. I think that's Ralph Fiennes. Anyway, a lovely, dark, twisted, intriguing movie. Yeah, and I'm back at Jameson Square. So that said, that'll be the wrap up for this morning's walk. It's Wednesday, the middle of the week, the tipping point. I can feel that balance. Do you ever stand on a teeter-totter and right in the middle and make it move up and down either way based on how you shift your weight? That's where we're at right now. And we get to feel that tip and that transition. It's very, very potent stuff, those transitions. So I hope you have a lovely transitional Wednesday. I hope the familiarity of your world settles in gently and warmly around you. I hope you celebrate, or at least savor, that feeling of place and purpose, if you've got it, but definitely that sense of familiar life through which you move. It's a wonderful feeling. And however it goes down, you can also layer in a soupçon of wisdom from Monsieur Zigzag Claiborne, who says in his wisdom, despite everything, create. Add a little bit to the world, even if it's a sandwich. Turkey and provolone, little Italian bread, fresh sliced, Dijon and mayo, dash of pepper. Now I'm hungry. And I will say love fearlessly and hungrily, because that's always fun. And I will talk to you soon.